An article that I saw over the last couple of days is absolutely brilliant, and it gets our attention, Sean. It's about the Chew Crew, right?
Yep.
The Chew Crew are three mates that met years ago and spend their weekends competitive eating. Not in a competition, just trying to get down those huge big foods.
You know what? Some of the places you go to these days, or a lot of them are offering massive burgers, desserts,
nachos,
whatever it is.
And you think, who eats those?
You get them for free.
These guys eat those. Cal, hello.
Young.
Cal, I love this. Will you tell us what you do throughout the week to prepare for your weekend?
It depends if it's just us going and doing some reviews and eating burgers just as mates, or whether it's a competition. So if it's a competition, we'll do stomach stretching exercises, drink a lot of water. If it's just us going as mates and hitting up a few burger joints, then we don't really do any preparation.
Now, well, Cal, on that, Nathan was just telling me off air before that if you drink a truckload of water, like 3.5 litres is what you get down, that it helps stretches you. But if you go to 3.7, you can drown yourself.
Yeah, you can drown your organs and kill yourself, so it's pretty dangerous. So you got to look after yourself, but you sort of build up a tolerance to it a bit. We started at probably a litre, and then you work your way up to a litre and a half, two, and yeah, we're up about the maximum you can do now, which is about 3.2, 3.3 litres of water.
So you've got 3.3 litres of water in your stomach, right? What do? You just let it sit there for a while and then you wee it out?
Yeah,
or do you throw
just,
it out?
Exactly. No, it'll just pass through you.
Yep.
But it's really uncomfortable. You don't, it's really not a nice thing. That's, we only do it for competitions, and it's not a nice feeling, I can tell you that.
So
pretty awful.
Talk to us about the stuff that you do just between, you know, the three of you, that where you will go and hunt out a meal to eat on the weekends. What sort of stuff are you gunning for?
We just look at any burger places, and then we just like to pretty much play with their menus and just create crazy stuff that sort of they've never done before. So we'll pick out, we'll go to a place and see what, and see, pick one burger, as use that as a base, and then we'll sort of go through the rest of their menu and just start throwing in pretty much anything and everything to make it a bit different.
So do you also do, because there's a lot of places over here in Perth where you can go to, right, and they say, if anyone can get through this steak and chips and salad and all the rest of it, you get it for free,
or you're on the wall of fame or whatever.
Yeah. Do you go to those joints?
Yeah, we hold, between the three of us, we hold a bunch of records in Melbourne, probably I'd say most of them. So we've sort of run out of those places. You can go back to a few, but we've pretty much cleaned out Melbourne. We just did 9 days in Queensland a couple of weeks ago, myself and Sarit Salop. We're in Queensland for 9 days. We broke their national record.
Wow.
And so, I'm in Tasmania in a week's time. I'm going to probably do a chicken wing eating competition. So,
do you know what the record is?
I think it's 111.
So. Whoa! In what time?
I don't think it's a timed one.
Oh,
I'll have
okay.
to double check, but I think it's just until you can't stomach anymore.
Okay,
wow.
So
111.
Are you thinking of coming over to WA at any point?
Yeah, we'd love to get over to Perth. It's a bit hard. We've all got our families and that, so it's hard to get
dump them.
Everyone,
that's fine. Just leave your family.
You know, everyone over at one time.
Well, okay, there's a place called November's here, right?
Mm.
So you can maybe try the Hello Burger. Let me go through it. 101 250-gram beef patties, two 350-gram T-bone steaks, 10 lettuce, 10 tomato, cooked onion, 100 slices of cheese, 100 slices of bacon, 100 eggs with tomato ketchup and barbecue sauce in November's homemade megastar bun at a cost of $1,000.
You'd be up for
it? Wow.
Could you do that?
I'll tell you what, I reckon the three of us together would give it a shake.
Oh, my God. That would,
Cal,
I would
be amazing.
Sit there and watch that. Because when you've got one of those really tall burgers, what do? Do you just start, do you attack it from the side? How do you?
Or do you pull it apart? What happens?
Go? How do you get in?
I tend to, everyone's got their own sort of tricks and tips. I tend to, myself and Isaac tend to pull our burgers apart. But Chomp-O-Matic's known for doing some crazy things. He likes to eat it like a big kebab rotisserie.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Like corn on a cob.
Yeah, he's got the corn on the cob technique and the crazy seagull, or a few others.
Crazy seagull.
I like the sound of that, Cal. Hey, Cal, Monday to Friday, right? You just told us you do a lot of this stuff and attack them on the weekends. Monday to Friday, how do you go about having dinner?
Is it just lettuce?
It pretty much is pretty healthy. We try and eat as healthy as we can during the week. And go pretty light, and then sort of have a big crack on the weekend. We usually do up to 8 venues over the 2 days on the weekend, and go pretty crazy. But yeah, during the week, look after ourselves and eat healthy. And we have checkups with our doctors basically every 3 months to check that our blood work's all right and everything's good. So we take it pretty seriously.
Clearly. Where do you guys sit on the buffet? Do you feel positive about them, or is that something that you just wouldn't even contemplate?
We just did one not so long ago in Dandenong, and three of us got through 11 and a half kilos of food. So we definitely got our money's worth on that one.
Okay.
So when
you get like 11 and a half kilos of food, so you know you've got all this food in your stomach, do you like just leave it in there, or afterwards, I mean, do you throw some of it up, or do you process it all?
In my whole time, I've only had two competitions ever where I've thrown it up. Usually the food sits there. You start feeling better about 40 minutes later, and usually 4 hours later, you're completely recovered. It goes through your system. But we have had one or two competitions in our time where we've thrown up. Me and Sarita Lott had a dim sim competition.
Oh, I love dim sims.
Where we had 98 deep fried dim sims between us. We're pretty sick after that one, I must
say. I'm not surprised.
But 90% of the time, we're fine. It just usually takes 3 or 4 hours where you feel pretty terrible.
Now, the food that you eat and that is in your stomach, like, I'm thinking that toilet time would be a bit of an event. Do you have a boy's and a girl's name every time you go to the toilet prepared for when you give birth?
We that's one of the questions we get asked. Actually, the question we get asked the most, but it's actually pretty completely normal. The only time we've ever had an issue was myself and Sarita Lott did the hottest burger in Australia on the roller coaster at Luna Park.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And that had the three hottest chilies on the planet in it, the ghost chili, the Trinidad Scorpion, and the Carolina Reaper.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
We finished it, but we were in pain for about 22 hours after that. I think the host who did it with us ended up in hospital. So
that was
probably the worst one, but usually it's fine. It's normal.
What did it taste like? Was it just fire? Like eating
your taste?
It was really, really fire. It's pretty hard to explain. I've been licking the sun? Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So I've done the hottest wings in Canada and the States and got through them pretty easy without any sort of repercussions afterwards. But this one hurt.
So what's the objective is of it, Cal? Do you guys film it? Fun. Is it a YouTube thing? Or are you looking to do a TV show out of it? Or what's the deal?
Oh, we'd love to do a TV show. Chomp-O-Matic's pretty big on YouTube. You can search for Chomp-O-Matic on YouTube.
Yeah.
We've also got our Chew Crew page, which is through Facebook and Instagram. And then we've all got myself and Sarita Lott big on Instagram. So my Instagram's Hulk Smash Food and his is Isaac_Eats-A-Lot. So we're pretty big through all the social media. But, we'd love to get a show.
So people can follow your adventures.
Well, mate, I really want you guys to plan a trip over here because I want to watch you try and eat that Hello Burger.
In person, that'd be amazing. Well,
we might have to recruit a few friends and see if we can get through it. That'd be great.
That'd be amazing.
Thanks for talking to us this morning, Cal.
No worries. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You guys are Australian heroes.
See you guys.
Good on you. Cheers.